What's on the horizon for financial markets? At PGIM, it's a question that over 1,400 investment professionals relentlessly research in pursuit of your long-term goals. Specialized across asset classes, but united in collaboration, our teams provide global and local expertise. Our investments shape tomorrow, today. Pursue your tomorrow with PGIM, a leading global asset manager.
It's Jim Cramer here. You're listening to the opening bell of CNBC's Squawk on the Street. Don't miss a minute of the action.
Good Wednesday morning. Welcome to Squawk on the Street. I'm Carl Quintanilla with Jim Cramer, David Faber at the New York Stock Exchange. Final day of June, Q2, the first half. Futures are off the early morning lows as Europe's been weak on some COVID variant worries. Big day for IPOs here at the NYSE. Three new issues, including Didi, the biggest Chinese IPO since Alibaba. Our roadmap begins with the final trading day of the month, quarter, and a winning first half for stocks. S&P up 14, Dow and Nasdaq up 12 on the year.
And as Carl said, it is, we can call it IPO mania. China ride-hailing giant Didi, is headlining one of what is the busiest weeks for public debuts that we've seen in years.
And Biden versus business, the White House reportedly drafting a new order to attempt to broadly rein in big business anti-competitive powers. It has been quite a ride for stocks heading into the final trading session of the month, quarter, and first half of the year. All three major indices up double digits, as we said, year to date, led by the S&P with 14. Second best first half for the S&P, Jim, since 98.
And I don't think it's done. We are now in the seasonally strongest period. We have, if you buy today and held it for between 8 and 12 days, you almost always have a winning trade. I'm talking about selling 75-80%. Thank you, Larry Williams, for this. So do not say that just because we've had a great first half, it's time to ka-ching, ka-ching. Things are right and ripe for a further rally.
So you've not been unnerved by fewer names above the 50-day, stronger reliance on FANG in terms of the indices?
Interesting you mention that because Larry was going over with me. Microsoft, he thinks, is the most dangerous stock. It's been going up on very light volume, some of the FANGs otherwise. My lead group is not FANG. It's the semis. And the semis are a beauty to behold. Micron reports tonight. And there's word that Micron is going to blow the number away. Micron has been it's only up 10% versus 20% for the S&P. But I think AMD is a very sneaky stock here. Look at that one. Quietly, step by step, inch by inch, AMD goes to 90.
B of A today takes the target to 120 on AMD on data center. But there's so much news, Jim. There's the breakout of semis overall yesterday.
Yes.
There's Micron tonight. BMO goes to 110.
How about that? Yep. That was very aggressive. And don't forget, AMD, what we're really waiting for there is the closing of the Xilinx deal, which I understand is imminent. And then we no longer have to hear Gelsinger from Intel bash AMD in a subtle way, because AMD is going to have a whole different pastiche, if not mosaic, of business.
That's the second time in the last 30 seconds you mentioned AMD.
Well, because the stock's gone up 10 points and no one's even mentioned it.
Mm-hmm. And you consider that it's going to go even higher? Is that what you're saying?
Lisa Su is a roadmap, not just because the next one she has is Milan. She has a lot of Italian cities. That's the roadmap. It's named after Italian cities.
I see.
I've been waiting for Florence.
You have?
Yeah.
And that's what going to be the next chip or something?
I hope.
Yeah.
And it's my bet. No one knows what city she's going to name next.
Rome
wasn't built in a day, but this stock could go to 110.
Stock could go to 110.
Even
that's 30 points from here. Really?
Even Taiwan Semi, Susquehanna goes to neutral.
My math's terrible.
On TSM, 105.
I don't know who would not be loving Taiwan Semi other than people who fear that the Chinese communists, by the way, they are communists, David.
Yes.
Puts a button, are going to take over Taiwan, which there are, I'd say, a percentage of people I deal. I always ask CEOs, every time I go out with them, which is pretty much every night, what is your fear? And their fear is always Taiwan. It's not the Delta variant. It's Taiwan. Everyone's worried that one day we'll wake up and it's Hong Kong. I wish people were less worried, but that's what I keep getting. And I don't prompt them. I say, what is your number one worry? Taiwan. It's foundries. Time magazine has a big piece on foundries. Obviously, we're all hostage.
when I think back to earlier in the, I guess, quarter, certainly in the half, you were directionally strong on Caterpillar and Boeing and the cruise lines. I assume at this point you are waiting to see what happens next.
I have to. Look, I personally do not fear the Delta variant because I have Moderna. I think that the more we hear from people that maybe we're in trouble, which we didn't think we were, then I think that people again get say, okay, listen, I got to pull back. Why not just, why be the last soldier to die in this war? David, I don't know. I mean, are you back wearing a, look at that, NVIDIA. Look at NVIDIA, up 52%.
Yes.
Did you know that NVIDIA the second has got his own? They just showed me the name tag.
Never stops.
I just got the name tag for NVIDIA the second.
One of the largest markets. You did, number two.
Yeah, they're going to send it
to me. Otherwise known as Ragu.
She called, he answers to NVIDIA.
Okay.
Wait, as long as you have a treat in your hand.
Yeah, I get it. As long as you have a treat. Well, let's get back to the market here in terms of the reopening plays and the concern about Delta variant. What about mega cap growth? You know, it's funny. We looked at FANG and obviously Apple and Amazon.
Apple started moving up. Did you see the chart?
I did see yesterday it started to move up. I mean, there is a case to be made, and I'm looking at some notes because I had a couple of conversations with some fairly large money managers. You know, harder to own Snowflake with the uncertainty around rates than it is easier to gravitate towards the mega cap names.
It
Would
is.
You agree with that or not?
It is. Like, there's a note today about Unity Software, which is a gaming platform. And you know, this is, we were trying, Ben Stoto and I, he's my guy, my analyst. We were trying to figure out, I mean, is it 20 times sales? I mean, those I don't like. But can we just say that if Cathie Wood continues to get money in, then this kind of stock goes higher.
The snowflakes of the world.
Yes. Now, Frank Slootman, I've had Frank on a number of times, and when ServiceNow is a very small company, he came on Woodstock. He came on and he said, look, ServiceNow, I'm going to basically take over the world. But whatever part of the world has not been taken over, he's going to take over with
silence. I just use that. But Snowflake as a reflection of the growth trade.
Well, it's the highest value.
Right. It trades at an enormous multiple to revenues. Not that it doesn't have a very strong business.
It is a great business. Right. It's destroying everybody. One of the reasons why people were worried very much about Splunk is that they're gunning for Splunk.
Guys, we're going to get a test of growth today as well.
What, because of Zoom and Charlie Munger?
Sentinel. Right, cybersecurity, interesting company.
I know.
You know, 10% or so owned by Third Point. They got into the B round of venture. It's obviously a huge win for them.
Is it not getting crowded?
They're going to keep, I talked to Dan Loeb this morning, they're going to keep and actually potentially even add some shares. But this is a huge growth play. And
there's too
many, they're losing money. It's a big growth play. It's out there but competing against the CrowdStrikes of the world. But I mention it because CrowdStrike trades at something like 37 times next year's estimated revenues.
Pushed again today, CrowdStrike.
This thing may get priced at somewhere around mid-20s, let's call it, next year's revenues. That gets back to the question about the snowflakes of the world, so to speak.
Well, but you remember, Colonial Pipe.
Growing 100% a year.
Colonial Pipe changed a lot of things.
Yes.
Because we realized, wait a second. There's ransomware everywhere. People are paying ransomware. We don't even know how many people are paying ransomware. And that's very worrisome. And so it becomes something that people, they have a built-in business that we didn't know about.
Extended detection and response, AI-powered XDR to make platform to make cybersecurity defense truly autonomous from the endpoint and beyond. That's Sentinel this morning. We're going to talk to this.
Do you know about Deep Instinct?
The next hour.
Do you know Deep Instinct?
Deep Instinct?
Deep Instinct. Heather Bellini.
Sharon Stone?
Yeah, is that Sharon Stone?
Michael Douglas.
The number two?
No.
Close. This is Heather Bellini. Not with Sharon Stone. I mean, she's a mom.
Wow.
She's a mom.
Heather Bellini, formerly of Goldman.
What is she doing?
She was a partner. She works
Basic Instinct.
She works at Deep Instinct. This is Israeli. This is Mossad. And they play offense. They don't do defense. They play offense to get these people, and they're using AI. And I got to tell you, they have a compensation, £2 million, if a customer using their software experience gets a ransomware attack. So in other words, no more of this, hey, remediation, now I just got attacked. They are literally paying you if you get attacked, because that's how confident they are David, it's called Deep Instinct, not
that'll,
basic.
That'll win them some contracts.
Do you think Heather Bellini's mad at me because of what you guys just
not did? At all. Not at all.
I think she's a very nice person.
I think she's flattered.
Yeah, she's a friend of Kieran Goodwin. You know Kieran.
Yes, your buddy Kieran Goodwin. But this morning, Didi obviously going to be, I mean, of all these companies, by far the largest market cap, the largest offering, and we'll be following it closely in terms of how it performs when it opens. You got Clear, and as I said, you got Sentinel. Letter S, great symbol there.
Letter S is back?
Yeah, the old Sprint.
Oh, symbol. My God. I remember when it was at $2, right? Yeah. Sprint was at $2. Wow.
I think it was. Yeah, Sears once had that.
Dan Hesse,
too, right?
But Dan Hesse came on mad money, and I said, "Aren't you going bankrupt?" He said, "No, I'm going to guarantee we're not going bankrupt."
And they did.
Great call. No, it was a line in the sand.
And then they got and then Masa moved in, bought them, and then finally figured out a way to merge into T-Mobile. Took a lot of those shares, and look at that thing.
T-Mobile's been the best.
Yes.
So you were just mentioning Taiwan a moment ago as a chief concern on the macro side. Where does that implicate names like Didi coming to market in your view? I mean, the valuation aside.
I am only, boy, it's so interesting you say that because I got a lightning round call about Baidu. I said, I like Baidu. I really like Alibaba, but I'm reluctant to. Most of the Chinese IPOs, a big percentage of Chinese IPOs are underwater. Not most. Big percentage are underwater. But the big ones, the biggest ones, do quite well. That's one of the reasons why I said that I think Didi could be good. I'm going to separate Taiwan. We've been able to somehow separate the capital markets. I remember when I had a campaign under President Trump, David, that we should ban Chinese IPOs.
Yes, I remember and you talking not about
even,
that many
not
times.
Even Peter Navarro was willing to go there.
Hmm. That I find hard to imagine.
No, he wasn't.
Your buddy wasn't willing to go there?
My buddy.
He is your
my
buddy.
He is. Why?
Because you talk about him all the time.
He's my buddy.
Yeah. By the way, President Biden weighing this new executive order.
Yeah, what is that? How can you do that? I mean, it's called, there's courts. He obviously read the FTC. Think you read the FTC ruling, which basically, the ruling against the FTC, which basically says you guys don't know anything and you're jokers?
You're talking about the Facebook ruling yesterday.
Did you read that?
I did.
The judge was making fun of them.
But there is the FTC and the DOJ, but this conceivably would be something that that they would try and at least get the regulatory apparatus or those that regulate or to... Not the antitrust regulators, but the other regulators to at least keep in mind.
Well, what are the regulators?
Aspects.
SEC?
I don't know.
Federal Energy Regulatory Commission?
Anybody FERC? Falling under, all that kind of stuff.
I mean, honestly, David, when I read that, I said, let's just say toothless.
It may be, and it will get challenged like so many other things do. Yeah. We don't have the news as of yet.
Did you know about the Google piece with Microsoft that was just disrupted? There was a truce? That just broke up to lobby together, and now they're... I mean, the articles make it sound like, of course there was a truce. I mean, Google Cloud has been going against Azure in a way that is hammer and tongs, and I think Google Cloud is very real. Thomas Kurian, doing great, doesn't come on TV. I'm doing my best. Tech check.
So you're talking about whether or not big tech lobbies with a unified...
And then he's talking about the competition in cloud being reflective of very strong competition.
Well, look.
We're here to translate what it is.
Okay, Google Cloud was doing poor. That's not true. Did you go back to the Deep Instinct? Is that what you're doing? Google Cloud was a third tier, was a pitiful, helpless giant, quote Nixon. And now Google Cloud is doing, Nixon was the president,
doing well,
he was a
but
president.
It's still by far, market share, because the market is still growing 40% a year.
It's number three.
AWS is still...
dominant.
Gartner, I think, had the numbers out the other day. It's still
dominant.
Very strong.
And they just keep lowering price, and they're great.
And that's the thing, right?
It's just
an ongoing, endless price war.
I know.
Which is good for the consumers of those services, typically corporations, of course, which means that this competition is good, and therefore, there's no monopoly power here.
At what point, I know this music in my ears, music, I got to go, at what point does Amazon say, I'm taking on the government, I'm just going to attack the government? You know, instead of waiting for the government to attack them? I said, listen, I got the firepower, I'll attack the government.
How does that work?
I don't know. I'm thinking. I got to think about this.
Okay, you give that to
I'm going to give it, I'm going to meme it. Do you see stocks that have traded 300 million shares that have 9 million shares yesterday? I'm not kidding. There was one named after a county in San Francisco City. I mean, county of yours next year. I'm not kidding. 300 million shares. It was 9 million shares. What is that?
I don't know.
I think Gensler knows about it.
It's a lot of turnover. We're going to talk about Apple when we come back versus some of its employees when it comes to the company's hybrid work policy. Futures have been a little soggy all morning long. We'll get to ADP this morning as well. Double downgrade for Virgin Galactic and more when Squawk on the Street continues.
Let's get straight to the point. You want to grow your portfolio to fight rising costs of inflation or pay off your debt or anything standing in the way of you and financial freedom, right? Yahoo Finance, our sponsor today, can help. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been helping great investors like you. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just looking for tips, Yahoo Finance makes it super easy by putting all the tools and data you need in one spot. Yahoo Finance takes a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and more. You can securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including 401k and other investments. That's how Yahoo Finance gives you insights and helps you take a look at your wealth in its entirety. That big picture perspective is what great investors need. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com. That's yahoofinance.com.
Apple has a message for employees asking to be fully remote. It is not backing down from its hybrid model that will require workers to return to the office 3 days a week beginning in September. The Verge cites an internal note from the company in response to a letter from Apple employees saying some of their colleagues had been forced to quit because of the policy. Tim Cook sent an email out a while ago, guys, saying you got to come in on Mondays, you got to come in Tuesdays and Thursdays starting in the fall. I guess trying to bust up the weekend arbitrage,
I guess, although it's hard to imagine anybody's going to be working Friday from an office. This is my, I feel, one of the most important business stories out there right now. All the decisions that are being made by the leaders of companies in terms of what the future is going to look like for their workforce. And I think it's fascinating that they got pushback from a lot of, from potentially employees at Apple saying, we don't want to come in at all.
I know.
And so the hybrid model certainly seems to be ascendant right now. I think there are not going to be many companies that require employees in person every day. There are also not going to be too many that allow you to have complete freedom to not come in at all. Your friend, Mr. Benioff, as well, though, it's very interesting in terms of what he's had to say about it.
With the largest building.
Largest building in San Francisco.
Aren't they taking an impairment to some degree on?
Look, that was, as Mark has often
talked about, sales was his first, by the way.
It was his first pandemic, Mark. Yeah. Now, one of the things that we got the first company to acknowledge your largest issue.
Yes.
General Mills, which I know people trading down, I question that, is saying that we're not going back to 2019. People are going to be eating cereal at home and the numbers are going to be elevated. So maybe instead of thinking that this is just a pandemic story, understand that lifestyle has changed and people are going to be eating cereal a couple days a week.
You know, there seems to be a desire on the part of many employees to have the flexibility, at least, of being able to work from home. Many CEOs will tell you their productivity is unchanged, if not enhanced, during this period. That said, many of others will also wonder long-term the effects of not having people together consistently.
And how about
and how you arrange the schedule. Do you make sure everybody, is it the same team that comes in for those 3 days? Because it's lost. If you're alone in the office, that's not going to help anybody either.
And, you know, as far as this sort of generational collision is happening, Becky Quick on her special with Buffett and Munger last night asked about Zoom. Here's what they said.
The last year, you both had your lives change pretty dramatically from the pandemic. Charlie, I hear you're pretty adept at Zoom.
Oh, I fall in love with Zoom.
How often do you talk to people on Zoom?
At least three times a day. I made a deal in Australia. I think Zoom is here to stay. It just adds so much convenience.
Well, particularly for 97, getting around. But Charlie and I have talked a lot, obviously, since the pandemic started. We haven't talked on Zoom yet. I mean,
but it's not because
I'm a non-Zoom guy. No.
Why don't you like Zoom?
Well, I don't see any plus to it particularly. I did it once or twice and they had a whole screen of people. I just didn't think it was adding experience. I'd rather have my, you know, feet on the desk. And I find the telephone a very satisfactory instrument. I mean,
what you got to imagine, though, guys, that people who are just coming into the workforce, this is all they know, right?
Yes.
And Zoom is an option.
That said, the younger people in particular are the ones most at risk for, I mean, they want to be in the office.
Oh, my God.
They need to learn. They need to get acculturated in certain.
What's the best financial? What's the best foreign financial?
By the way, you meet people there.
Right, it's called relationships. It's a relationship business.
Your future spouse.
Relationship.
I mean, come on.
I did that, too. Well, I mean, one of them.
22-year-old sitting at home? That's not going to work.
Okay, listen to me.
It's not going to work.
Who's the best? What's the best performing financial?
What?
Of the big ones.
JPM? What?
PayPal?
You mean?
Gorman and Company. Why is Morgan Stanley? What do you have to do if you work at Morgan Stanley?
You got
to
come in.
You got to go to work. You think Gorman tolerates this nonsense?
No.
You got to go to work so you can play golf. No, just.
We'll get Cramer's Mad Dash on this Wednesday, and we'll get to the opening bell in about 8 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
The market doesn't joke around, so why would you? Get serious. Choose Tasty Trade. Tasty Trade gives you the tools you need to make smarter moves. Dig into data with advanced charting, track profit accurately with order chain trackers, see risk clearly with curve analysis, and trade with low capped commissions, stocks, options, futures, and more. All on one platform. No wonder serious traders choose Tasty Trade. Join the club, genius. Tasty Trading is a registered broker dealer and member of FINRA and SIPC.
All right, let's get to a mad dash. We're going to take a look at Homer Simpson, because he likes beer.
Do you know what the number two beer in dollar sales is in the U.S.?
Number two beer? No.
Modelo. And you know who makes Modelo? Constellation Brands. Accelerated buyback. Okay. Pacifico growing. This is Pacifico, of course, is the millennial beer. It's going over 35%. That's the long
neck. I thought they didn't drink beer. I thought they all drank just tequila.
They like hard seltzer? Well, these guys have the fastest growing hard seltzer. Watch out Truly. Watch out White Claw. You know, that's probably what you're going to drink over the holiday. But I'd say you should be looking at this company, and they have an investment in cannabis, but this time, thank heavens, it didn't hurt their quarter. They're on tonight. I think this is a stock I recommended hard last week, saying there's so many shorts in the name, betting that they were going to screw up. They ain't screwing up. They are killing it. They're cleaning up, not screwing up.
Right. Trying to look here. So what they EPS 474 on comparable basis EPS 233. Canopy equity losses of 18 cents a share, excluding those losses.
If you exclude the losses, you'll see it's a big upside surprise.
Okay.
That's what you have to do. Right. The initial headlines did not include that it was you should exclude the losses.
Yes.
So the stock was trading down. Now people realize, and the shorts are realizing, we are on the run. I have to tell you, the shorts, they're hitting each other over the head with Pacifico bottles. Those are the long necks.
Understood. Yeah, I see that. Double-digit depletion growth of nearly 11% for beer.
Yeah, let me give you a little heads up. Pacifico's this year. You know what next year's big beer is going to be?
What?
Victoria.
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 Not Duff. Victoria.
No.
Come on, The Simpsons. All right, we got an opening bell coming up next.
Welcome back. A few stories in the housing space. One is that Governor Waller says he wants MBS to taper first. Mortgage apps, Jim, down by the most in 5 months.
Yeah.
Goldman cuts Pulte. A few other things.
Goldman note was just really basically saying this is a long run. It's been a great one, but kind of move on. Toll Brothers, negative things. Doug Yearley, who's the CEO, would beg to differ. He can't put up homes fast enough at Toll. I think that when I read about, you have to link this with David's the most important story ever told.
The decisions about whether employees stay home part of the day.
You need a new home. Most people's homes are not set up for great offices.
And then there's the other side, which is commercial real estate, which we'll probably be hearing more about as time goes by, as these vacancy rates stay perhaps higher than had been anticipated.
Final opening bell of the first half. And at the big board, it is Secure Identity Platform Clear, celebrating an IPO at the NASDAQ. It's LegalZoom, an online platform for legal and compliance solutions, also celebrating an IPO. As we said earlier, S&P is going to close the best first half of a year since 98 today. For the month, Dow still needs a couple hundred points to get green. Well, unlikely at this
98,
stage.
98, we did have long-term capital. Remember, people, we were cruising, and then we went into that crisis.
Well.
But we have Archegos. That was very difficult and been kind of just forgotten, which is ridiculous.
Long-term capital, the Fed cut 50 basis points.
Well,
remember that? Emergency Fed rate cut.
It was a midday call.
Incredible. Those were the days.
Midday call.
Archegos was barely a speed bump.
Well, I just mentioned Archegos because it came and went. It shouldn't have just come and went. Say, AMD granted unconditional approval from EU for Xilinx takeover. So here we go. We're close.
To AMD closing the Xilinx deal. The
very
other deal that
close.
A lot of that people are waiting for is your friend Mr. Benioff and the Slack deal. They did the bond offering for that.
$8 billion.
Enormous bond offering from Salesforce to finance that deal, but unclear exactly where we are in terms of when they will actually close.
And how about the Axis? These are going to be very, very big, I think, stories we're going to cover. Slack and my buddy Benioff versus Microsoft.
It's one word. It's just part of his legal name.
Benioff. My have two buddies. I mean, and they're very different, Navarro and Benioff. I wouldn't want to see them together in a room. Well, Benioff could just literally just take Navarro.
Crush him. For the most part, we got a mixed picture on sectors today, Jim. Although energy is up, we're getting close back to 74 today. We'll be watching for OPEC Plus headlines.
I was surprised. I was watching Brian Sullivan this morning. In the Exxon proxy fight, they spent, it was like $15 million.
They had nothing. I mean, what Engine One was able to accomplish, as we've said many times, was nothing short of extraordinary in terms of that.
So every oil company has to be worried.
Well, the question continues to be in terms of when we look at the fallout from that, the loss of three directors out of four that they were going after is, will the index funds, will BlackRock, State Street, Vanguard always now vote in favor of an ESG proposal? Or is that simply too easy to imagine will be the case? And in fact, this really was Exxon specific. This was reflective of years of frustration with that company from its shareholder base in terms of its lack of transparency, in terms of its lack of communication, despite the efforts from the current CEO, Darren Woods, to change that, it was too late.
But Exxon...
Or does it mean that anytime you put an ESG proposal on a proxy now, the big index funds, which represent oftentimes 40% of the outstanding shares, are going to say yes.
Exxon had been actually doing better at ESG. They've been doing better. There are others that are far worse that I think are going to be targeted.
Meantime, Conoco adding $1 billion to the buyback and trimming CapEx, a familiar story. But that buyback issue is one of the big bullish narratives of the second half.
They got a good good balance sheet. They've managed to preserve their balance sheet. Well-run company. Stock's been a horse. At the same time, I mean, the group has had a gigantic run. Brian was talking this morning, maybe OPEC unleashes some oil. They don't want to make it so it's so profitable in the Permian that we turn the spigot back on.
Well, you were talking about that the other day. What are we down, 1.8 million?
Yeah, 1.9, yeah.
What was our high in terms of
12.
Production? 12, right? 12 million barrels?
Yeah, I mean, remember, you also had... You had pretty much everywhere going full speed, right?
Look at those stocks. Look at the move. By the way, even Occidental has managed this.
I know.
With that debt load and that coupon they're paying Warren Buffett.
They should be refinancing, right? You know, waiting for that. Waiting for the big refinance. But, you know, the Bakken was the place that was really hurt.
Yes.
Bakken got too expensive.
Yes, in North Dakota.
And a lot of these companies just said, you know what? We can't get shareholders unless we cut back spend. So they cut back spend, and then President Biden comes in. He's obviously probably the least oil-friendly president in history.
Yeah, I think that's a fair point.
Right?
Yeah, that's probably a fair statement.
Obama looked like a drill compared to this guy.
Right, but he's not stopping drilling. But he's definitely in favor of alternatives and renewables.
There was a pipeline decision yesterday, that granted pipeline that runs right through Jersey, and I was surprised because there's been voracious protests. But I do think that if you wanted to start a pipeline right now, I think people would say,
be hard to do.
Out of your mind?
Be hard to do.
Yeah.
A lot of retail news. Not only is Walmart leading the Dow at the moment, but Gap gets an upgrade over at Wells. Actually, street high over at Wells on some survey data. I don't know if you see the Chase card spending trends over at J.P. Morgan, but new post-COVID high. Yep.
And then you got the child tax credit coming. Don't forget that. That's going to pump a lot of money into schools, which is why I like the Gap call Wells Fargo. Of course, Matthew Boss, terrific at J.P. Morgan, liking it. David, it looks like it's all about easy. Easy.
No, I understand who you're talking about. Yeah.
Like Easy Pass?
No, Clear? Easy Kanye West, easy.
Thank you. Okay, because I was thinking maybe you didn't know Easy.
I do. Sarah Eisen drills me on this stuff.
She
make
does?
Sure, yes, make sure that I know what I'm talking about.
Athleta?
Yes.
And on the retail front, we didn't mention Bed Bath, Jim. Which, despite a miss, shares about a two-week high here on their raise guide.
Okay, so that could be a potential meme stock, but it doesn't have that explosion of volume. But I like, and the stock's really flying. It still has a 20% short position. Last week, it was 30%. It's come down dramatically ahead of this quarter. Mark Tritton keeps talking about bye-bye, baby. He sneaks it in every time. Obviously, he's thinking that the valuation of bye-bye, baby is dramatically low. He will be on TV later today, and he will be on CNBC.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Not on Mad Money.
Not on Mad Money. But you have Constellation tonight on Mad Money.
I have Constellation. They're okay. My buddies.
Yes, they are.
And Mark Tritton's my buddy.
You got a lot of buddies.
I have a huge number of buddies.
A lot of buddies.
If I were to get married now, it would be 1,500 people.
Yes, it would be big.
Which would have been kind of like your wedding already was.
Well, I mean, that last wedding ended with, it was 245.
That was great.
And
I like number
it was
one,
me,
number two, number three. It was the same. They just kept repeating.
I know. It was me, yeah. Lisa,
yeah.
And my buddy.
Can we do that again?
And my buddy Benioff. At 2:45, he goes, Benioff. Where are we going? I said, no, we just got married. He goes, I don't know. Well, then where are we going? I said, no, we're going home. He said, oh, come on. I think it's like 12:45 my time.
That man
so
can
there,
party.
It was me, Benny. There you go.
That man can party. Guys, what would a morning be without mentioning SPACs?
No.
SPACs.
Oh, my God.
Yes, we got to mention as we take a look at the quarter to date S&P Gainers versus.
Oh, just a second. Just a second.
Here it is. Wait, guys. What happened to the noise?
What happened to the music? Oh, that was disappointing.
No, it wasn't. We didn't hear the music.
We didn't hear the music.
You're hearing music.
They're blocking.
Ooh, it's kind of creepy
in silence.
They're blocking us out. Like, they're creeping
like you,
yeah, they're
just not, like Eunice Yu with the Communist Party.
All right. Well, we're not hearing it here, guys, but as the viewers are hearing it, I still love hearing it. Anyway, why do I want to talk about this? I don't know. You know, last mile delivery in space, you know, that's a big. It's a big market.
Last
you guys might not know
space.
That. Yes, yeah, momentum.
At XPO Logistics?
That's a Stable Road acquisition. What's interesting is this SPAC has traded above 10 for most of the way. Why am I mentioning it? Well, they had a $1.1 billion deal. They cut it in half in terms of the value. They totally recut the deal, obviously extend the terms, how long it's going to take to close, everything else. Merger vote is now August 13th. They amend the board of directors. There were some Russians involved. They had to leave. They say we've experienced erosion in our backlog of 86 million as of March 4th, 2021 to 66 million as of June 11th as customers chose to cancel their contracts with us and seek alternative providers due to delays in our schedule missions as we await receipt of necessary government approval.
Thunder Road, what's it called?
It's called Momentus is the company. And I mention it because they cut the deal in half, put the stock trading up. By the way, it's been above 10. It's very interesting. Last mile delivery in space, guys. Come on, get with it.
Look, it's very important.
Big.
Well, we haven't mentioned in detail the double downgrade of Virgin to underperform. Target 41, talking about risks remaining even after
trials.
This FAA. Yeah.
Yeah, endless trials. That's not what we want. We want to go to space. If we can't go to space, how are we going to do last mile?
It's true.
Now, is Bezos, is he, I mean, he's going to space. Is he worried about last mile or is that now chassis?
Well, listen, if Bezos is in space, you got to figure Amazon's going to control last mile. How could they not?
Well, and now you got this morning Elizabeth Warren asking for FTC review of the MGM deal, which we've talked about in
such
the past.
Such a small deal. Well,
that deal should not move the needle at all in terms of antitrust. There's not a chance. I'm sorry, just not a chance.
So why don't
but it
you
sends
tell,
a signal.
Why don't you tell Senator Warren
to Amazon that this is it? Maybe you get this one through.
No, I thought that
you
that
want
was
to go and buy Viacom one day. Forget it.
You know, I actually thought about that when I heard Senator Warren. I said, "This is what this is really about: is future future deals. David, all of your buddies who are bankers,
yes,
right now, they are saying, I don't understand Faber saying this is just a pimple. This is the beginning of Faber having nothing to talk about.
That, by the way, may have begun.
That's actually true.
There's a lot of deals in the smaller range, but the big deal is this is all that this is about. If you're the FTC, you don't want to go to court if you can avoid it. What you want to do is prevent them from even thinking about doing the deal because of the threat of how long it's going to take.
Well, they
the legal morass you might actually
get. Lina's always called a firebrand.
Right.
And when you have
Lina Khan.
And when I think of that, I think about raise less corn, more hell. I mean, you think about the great populace of all time.
You don't think of Chaka Khan at all? Just Lina Khan. Chaka Khan. Guys, speaking of space, Tesla shares are up a bit. They laid out some of the hopes for Starlink. Yeah. Man, that thing's going to consume a lot of capital. But it's interesting. The Starlink satellites delivering broadband around the planet, particularly to rural areas, may even cover the poles. This is not going to be a replacement for broadband to urban areas or even suburban because of line of sight issues to some extent.
Yeah, but 40% is rural. We know that.
Right. But in terms of competing with other satellite providers in rural areas and or where there is no provider at all, I mean, they're talking, having 500,000 users in the next 12 months. Of course, he joked, that is Mr. Musk, our goal is not to go bankrupt. and if we succeed not going bankrupt, then that'll be great and we can move on from there. But it's going to be interesting.
That's Starlink a high bar.
It is.
Wow, not going bankrupt, high bar. Half these companies that we see ringing a bell, they share that same goal.
SpaceX could be worth $100 billion at some point in the next round.
Well, then the last mile is much more important.
No, 1,500 satellites is nothing to sneeze at, right?
No, that is.
We might be talking about that IPO one day soon.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Absolutely. As we go to break, take a look at how some treasuries are performing. Chicago PMI is coming up in a couple of moments. 10-year did hit 145. That's the lowest since about June 21 as the Dow turns some early losses into gains.
Welcome back to Squawk on the Street. Rick Santelli here with live breaking news. Our June read on Chicago PMI expected to be in the vicinity of 70 is a disappointment at 66.1. 66.1. That is the lowest read since February when we were under 60 at 59.5. Now in the rearview mirror, still unrevised, 75.2. And what's interesting about that is that level was the highest level since November of 73. So we have digressed a bit, but we still are looking at a number that is well above 50, which is the expansion contraction line, but definitely a reversal from some of the recent momentum. Squawk on the Street will return after these messages.
As we said, it's a big IPO Wednesday. Let's get to Bob Pisani. Hey, Bob.
And I am a happy man, Carl, because I am back on the floor. And look, there's people back on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange. They've been letting them back all week, allowing them to ring the bell. We have 18 IPOs this week, the most in many, many years. 18. It's important to look at some of the big ones that we've got right now. Three CNB disruptors. Let me take a look here and show you what's going on. Here's Clear over by Citadel. That's Pete Giacci talking to the crowd over there from Citadel. Identity verification. And look, the indications, 36 to 39. Price talk there was $31. That was what it priced at. So that's going to open above the price talk here. Right here on my left here, not on the panel yet, but we have Sentinel One, which is a cybersecurity threat detection company. That's ICE, obviously, there. But they're also going to be, they also priced above $35. The price talk there was 31 to 32. And the big one that we're all watching here, Didi, of course, the Chinese ride-hailing service, right here, hasn't opened yet. Priced at $14. 13 to 14 was the price talk there. Here's something I haven't done in a long time, folks. Let me go over here into the crowd, talk to Glenn Correll. Glenn Correll is the designated market maker for Didi. It's been a while, Glenn. How are you?
It's been a while. Yeah, welcome back to the floor. It's good to see you.
Thank you. And how's the indications for Didi? I know it's a little bit early. It takes a while to build the book right now, but tell us what you're saying.
Yeah, we're still in the early process. We're still building the book, so it is going to take some time. So no indication, you know, as of yet, but you know, soon enough, we will get something out there. So we're just taking our time.
Of course, I remember you handled Alibaba and many other of the Chinese IPOs. They're still coming down here on the floor. Your thoughts for the second half of the year for IPOs?
Well, you know what? It's a great day. It's about Didi right now. You know, we're happy to be a small part of their operation and, you know, the IPO process. And we're just focusing on that right now. Whatever comes in the future comes. So we'll be ready.
Okay. And we'll be down here waiting for that to open. Obviously, it'll be an hour or two. We don't know for sure, but we'll keep an eye on that. I don't want to eliminate or neglect the NASDAQ because they've got a lot of IPOs as well going on. LegalZoom, one of the big online legal and compliance platforms, they're also pricing. They priced yesterday above the range, $28. The price talk there, 24 to 27. Here's the bottom line. It's been a remarkable first half of the year here. 213 IPOs raised over $70 billion. That is a typical full year. So in the first half of this year, we've already done a typical full year in terms of the number of IPOs. We've had $18 billion IPOs. Never done that before, ever, even in a whole year. Average IPO return, 26%. Here's one little disappointment. Most of the return for IPOs has been on the first day, 24%. On the first day, the aftermarket after the first day has been a little bit slow. So big gains have been made, again, by the institutional investors, not the retail investors. How about the second half? Hey, look at these numbers. Look at these companies that are out there floating. Robinhood, I see. Warby Parker, the prescription eyeglass company. Chobani. Flipkart, that's India's largest online retailer. Instacart as well. That's the big grocery delivery platform. Global Foundries is out there as well. That's a big semiconductor designer. That'll be a big one if that happens. I even have Dole Food Company, believe it or not. One of the, remember them? Fruit, vegetable companies. Been around a very, very long time. They too will be going public again, or at least slated to possibly go public. It's going to be a very interesting year. And guys, the most important thing right now is this is about the most perfect market conditions that you have. Not only do you have the markets at a new high, but you have oceans of liquidity out there. And still a lot of private companies that are brand names still waiting to go public. Guys, back to you.
What a list, Bob. Absolutely fascinating. And a couple others. Krispy Kreme. We know BuzzFeed, the SPAC merger. Sweet Green, Jim. Are we in an environment where it takes oxygen out of the room or not?
Look, I think there's a lot of companies that are not going to have coverage. And they're just kind of not going to die on the vine. But we're just not going to be paying any attention to. And I think it's important that just because you have a name does not mean you have a company whose stock is going to go higher. And you may not, you know, you don't have a Zoom. And I just look at these companies and I say, oh, okay, that one came, I've used that product. But I'm not going to get coverage which says buy that stock. And I think that's going to matter tremendously. I don't think these people underestimate the importance of the Wall Street promotion machine. Most of these companies will not have it in their favor.
Interesting.
It's my feeling.
Especially when you're trying to get your name in front of an increasingly retail audience.
Look, I've got a lot of these companies that want to come on Mad Money because we have a big retail audience. And I've got to tell you, what they really need is an analyst. And so you have numbers. And I think a lot of these companies are going to go nowhere and nowhere fast. And that's really important.
That does become important, analyst sponsorship. We talk, you know, about whether or not analysts add value sometimes, but it is important for these companies simply to be paid attention to in some way.
But they're lost.
To go out to some investors.
I'm so glad you said that because, you know, when I look at a company that's a SPAC, and then I try to find information about it, you know, you end up having to go to Google. You don't find any reason. It's like, wow.
Well, you can just go to the SEC. The only thing you're going to be able to do is rely on their filings. Right?
And the filings are all 2026. They're going to make a lot of money. I can't stand it.
Not to mention there is a lack of transparency in some of this background to some of this stuff as well. A la the one I was talking about today. Exactly why did you cut the price in half?
I know.
Not really clear.
I am very uncomfortable with a lot of these companies whose names I've heard of but don't really have numbers. Because what happens then is you run into a situation where you have no idea what it's worth. And that's very, very hard.
Jim, let's get to stop trading.
The heck was going on with Walmart, David? Check Walmart out. Yeah. The rehabilitation of Plug Power. It's rather incredible. Plug Power had accounting irregularities. And this is a hydrogen play. A lot of people are very interested in hydrogen in one after another. Today is RBC's day to say, you know what, don't worry. This thing is transforming into a one-stop, turnkey hydrogen solution. Hydrogen, of course, having absolutely no footprint. So let's, oh, good. General Mills is doing what it should be with that. When I mentioned that the stock is that people are staying at home and you got to buy General Mills, the stock was down. That was wrong. But Plug Power, I'm encouraged by the fact that it's putting its accounting irregularities behind it. And if you do think hydrogen power is the future, which I do, this one and Linde, which my Chapel Trust does, Linde being the biggest producer of hydrogen, they have a lot of other things going for it. But you come up with Walmart yet?
No.
It's a move. For Walmart, it's a move, 3% plus.
I mean, I thought it should have moved yesterday when they had that deal, the Novo Nordisk insulin. I thought that was very important. Yep. Nobody seemed to care. The market's very imperfect here. Be very careful. It's very thin. A lot of things that should be moving stocks haven't been. I question a lot of stocks' moves if we do have a downturn.
Right.
I mean, remember, these are seasonally strong period.
Still down for the year.
It's
I mean,
been
the best
worst.
Performer
it's been,
amongst the big cat.
It's one of the absolute. My Charitable Trust owns it. I feel like a complete bozo owning it. But I love my Walmart. I love going there. I like to fish. Other than Cabela's, they've got a fantastic fishing section. David, one time I'll take you fish. I got a pond that's never been fished. The bass don't know what the hook is.
Really? They haven't learned.
So naive, so
yeah,
young.
Yeah, they're so naive. It's like you're catching. It's like, hey, you know, boom. It's like you can't catch up. You can't get, like, oh, my God, well, that one ate my rig. I just ordered 50 more rigs from Amazon.
You throw them back,
like, boom.
Or do you cook them up?
I do catch and release except for the really big ones, which then I make myself and my wife hates me for.
Tonight, you said?
Okay, I've got Adrian Shapiro. Maybe people, of course, I remember her from being an amazing Goldman Sachs analyst. She Herschel Bags, you know Herschel? You know Nest?
Oh.
Nest Candles?
Yeah, I do know Nest Candles.
Hearst.
Got it.
And Bill Newlands of Constellation. You're not going to do better than that. I love tonight's show. I really do. Those are just great, great brands. Maybe I'll knock back a Pacifico to celebrate Constellation's numbers later today. Maybe, maybe not.
Keep us guessing,
yeah.
Jim.
Look, I got a last mile. I'm on a last mile
last
Mars
mile bridge.
Trip.
Yes, I know. We're all thinking about that last
mile. How much
business
is done on Mars? You need to worry about the last mile.
It's going to be big. Last mile in space.
Don't you have to have people to order?
2028, man. Come on. It's coming quick.
They got Amazon Prime and Mars?
Yes.
We'll see you at 6, Jim.
Yep.
Mad Money. Dow's up 54. Squawk on the Street's back in a moment.
You've been listening to the opening bell on CNBC's Squawk on the Street.
Meet Gail. Her thing is being a supermom. And supermom has a lot on her supersized plate.
Ain't that the truth?
But at Walmart Pharmacy, supermom recently got her whole family updated on all their vaccines.
We knocked it out during a grocery run. No appointment.
That's next level supermom. From pneumonia to shingles, HPV, and more, get no-cost vaccinations from an expert pharmacist where you already shop. Welcome to an easier pharmacy. Welcome to your Walmart. $0 copay with most insurances. State age and health restrictions may apply.